On University of Rochester Week, we're still making new discoveries about how life formed on our planet. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Tarduno, the William R. Kennan Jr. Professor of Geophysics in the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences, details a new finding.
The Ediacaran period, 635 to 541 million years ago, was an era when complex multicellular organisms emerged. How did this surge of life unfold, and what factors on Earth may have contributed to it? My research asks whether a huge change in Earth's magnetic field strength led to shifts in oxygen levels that may have been crucial to the proliferation of macroscopic life. The fauna of the Ediacaran period were remarkable because earlier animal life was microscopic. Ediacaran animals reached sizes of more than 3 feet and were mobile. Liquid iron churns in Earth's outer core, creating the planet's protective magnetic field essential for life on Earth by shielding solar winds. But Earth's magnetic field wasn't always as strong as it is today. What had been unknown is the mean strength of the field during the Ediacaran period. We studied this through magnetism locked in ancient feldspar crystals from the rock anorthosite. The crystals contain magnetic particles that preserve magnetization from the time the minerals were formed. The data indicates that magnetic field during the Ediacaran period was on the verge of complete collapse, with values 30 times weaker than the magnetic field today. This weak field state lasted for at least 26 million years and made it easier for lightweight atoms such as hydrogen in the atmosphere to escape into space. If hydrogen loss is significant, more oxygen may remain in the atmosphere, leading to its relative buildup over time. Our research suggests that during the Ediacaran period, this hydrogen loss and increased oxygenation occurred, enabling more advanced life forms to emerge.
That was John Tarduno of the University of Rochester. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.